This is VK6 Amateur Radio News with News West for Sunday the 8th of August 2021. Today is the contesting edition of News West and we have news of contests coming up over the next couple of months as well as some general information about contesting that you may find useful. There's a bunch of Aussie contests coming up, kicking off with the Remembrance Day contest next weekend, and we've got some information that may assist you to prepare for this and other contests. News West is produced by WA Amateur Radio News, a Western Australian amateur radio club with a global view, and our editorial content is independent of any other organisation. Our website is vk6.net.
It's almost here, imminent, and coming soon to a weekend near you. Yep, it's the Remembrance Day contest, next weekend actually. The Remembrance Day contest commemorates the amateurs who died during World War II and is designed to encourage friendly participation and help improve the operating skills of participants. It's held on the weekend closest to the 15th of August, the date on which hostilities ceased in the Southwest Pacific area. This year, it's bang on that weekend. The contest commences at 0300 UTC, which is 1100 hours here in Western Australia. As a mark of respect, stations are asked to observe 15 minutes of silence prior to the start of the contest, during which the opening ceremony will be broadcast. Here in Western Australia, the opening ceremony will be broadcast on the linked repeater network and either 3.620 MHz or 7.120 MHz, depending on conditions. Tune in prior to 10:45 to find out which HF band it's on. One aspect of this contest is the interstate contest, where states score according to the number of logs submitted, the number of licenses held, the aggregate of all scores, take away the number you first thought of, or something like that. So, the only hope we have of winning this one is for a lot more people to get on air, and not only make a noise, but to send in a log. We're up against the Tassies, who all live within a stone's throw of each other, and can make a significant number of contacts on 2 metres and above. To get the best out of this contest, we need to be flexible, and put our main efforts into the band that's delivering the most at the time. Take a look at the report form, last year's contest, and see where the contacts were made. The bulk of local contacts were made on 2 metres and 70 centimetres, and the HF heavy lifters were 80, 40 and 20 metres. To do well on these bands, you need to have antennas ready to go that will do well, because you won't know from hour to hour which band is going to give you the best results. There are no multipliers in this contest, so you just go for contacts on whichever band does it for you. Don't forget the teams option. It adds another bit of fun. You don't have to do anything else but nominate your 3 team members prior to the contest start, then simply work your station and the logs. An astonishing number of people who give out numbers on contests fail to submit a log. If you use VK Contest Logger, you can submit your log with one click of a button, even before your radio cools down. Just do it. Good luck in the RD. Even if you're new to contesting, just get in there and have a go. You've got nothing to lose.
The CW Open Contest, or CWO, an international CW contest, is held on the first Saturday in September, which is September 4 this year. The object is to work as many CW stations worldwide as possible within each session. There are 3 separate competitions at 3 separate times. Each is called a session. Each station may be worked once per band in each session. Entry can be made in any or all of the sessions, and each session is scored separately. Entry into multiple sessions will be added together for a combined score in a separate additional aspect to this event. Sessions and times are in UTC and are from 0000 to 0359, from 1200 to 1159, from 2000 to 2359. The times for VK6 are breakfast, tea time, and insomniac time. All amateurs are eligible and encouraged to participate. This contest is single operator only. You can find out more about this contest while visiting the website Charlie Whiskey Oscar Papa Sierra or cwops.org. Again, cwops.org.
Hi, this is Nigel, VK6 November India, with background on the activation of the Southwest Cape's lighthouses for the International Lighthouse and Lightship Weekend, or as it's more commonly called, ILLW. ILLW started out in Scotland in 1993. Significantly, it is not a contest. There are no prizes or certificates. It's a social weekend with the aim of contacting other lighthouses around the world. A quick Google for ILLW.net will bring up Kevin, VK2 Charlie Echo's official website for the event. The site is full of information and history. This year there will be over 260 lighthouses registered for the event. What started out as a pleasant weekend activity at the end of summer in the Northern Hemisphere can be a very different story here, with wintry weather, rain, hail, and high winds a feature of the Southwest Capes in August. Activation of the Capes for us started back in 2007. After several successful IOTA activations in Western Australia, I suggested to Wally, VK6YS, now Silent Key, that we do the Capes lighthouses, Cape Leeuwin and Cape Naturalist, as an easy activation not involving landings on remote islands, stranding, helivacs and other adventurous activities that were a feature of some of the IOTAs we had been involved in. The first activation was in 2007. A very low-key affair with Wally and Bruce VK6CX at Cape Leeuwin and myself at Cape Naturalist, ably assisted by XYL Jane VK6FJPD. Each year we have returned to the lighthouses equipped with antennas that got bigger, better and more robust as our ambitions grew and the weather got the better of us. Over the years many operators have contributed to the weekend. Anthony VK6AXB took over the running of Leeuwin as Wally's health deteriorated, and today there is now a very loose association called the Capes Lighthouse Group that keeps the activation going. Special call signs are used for the event, VK6 Charlie November Lima for Cape Naturalist and VK6 Charlie Lima Lima for Cape Leeuwin. What initially started out as a weekend away to play radios in a remote location has turned into a significant publicity exercise with hundreds of people passing by the operating locations. The local Margaret River Tourist Association welcomes us back each year, happy to have the radio operators marking ILLW and as an added attraction for the tourists. From an amateur radio perspective, it's a great weekend to hone portable working skills and meet lots of people who might be interested in the hobby. The weekend is not a contest. The intent is just to hook up with other lighthouses around Australia and the world and have a chat. 20 and 40 metres are the main bands used. This year, VHF and UHF will be tried in an effort to hook up via Echolink and Allstar. Any amateur is welcome to join us at the lighthouses over the weekend of the 21st and 22nd of August. Or if you can't make it, contact us for a chat. 73s, Nigel, VK6NI.
In this contesting edition of News West, I wanted to throw in a reminder about the Portable Operations Challenge on September 4th and 5th. That's not an Aussie contest, is it? Well, the FMH POC itself is an international contest, and yes, we'd love for VK stations to take part. But actually, through News West, the first four-hour session of this three-session contest is a Western Australia contest. The full details of the contest are at foxmichotel.com/challenge. That's spelt out in full, not just FMH. In short, this is a HF contest for fixed and portable stations, high and low power, single and multi-operator, CW, SSB or digital or any mix, where the advantages are balanced out through a handicapped scoring system to provide a level playing field. So, the winner will be the operator or team with the best contesting skills. The introduction of regional contests, such as the NewsWest VK6 one, use the rules and scoring infrastructure of the main contest, but provide results just between the local players. How do you get involved? Well, no registration is needed. Just take part in the main contest, all three sessions if you like, but at least the first one. Send in your log file. I recommend using VKCL for login, but N1MM Plus is also supported. Send that file to fmhpoc@gmail.com and wait for the results to be published. Following the publishing of the complete results, Bob, VK6POP, will filter out the VK6 base stations and produce a list of where VK6 ops came, compared to each other. That session 1 is from 0800 to 1159 UTC, otherwise known as 4 to 8pm Western Australia time, on Saturday, September 4th. One last thought. If you have just moved into Western Australia and have chosen to keep your old VK2, VK3 or whatever called under the new ACMA rules, drop Bob a note via the VK6.net website so that he doesn't miss you when pulling out the Western Australia stations from the overall results. Good luck, and I hope to work some of you in September. This is Ed, DD5LP or VK2JI.
Amateur Radio, you're standing in it. This is VK6, Amateur Radio News, and you're listening to News West.
If you've been around contesting for even a little while, you'd be aware that a vital aspect of a contest is keeping count. Otherwise, how would you know who won or how they went in the event? For many years, logging was done on a sheet of paper, on a paper version of a spreadsheet, with columns for date, time, band or frequency, mode, call sign, signal reports for receive and transmit, and a serial number for that contact. There may have been other columns, but you get the gist of it. When you participated in a contest, before you sent in your log, and that was by snail mail, you'd probably write out the whole thing afresh to make it legible and to fix errors. The contest manager then manually checked the logs. I'm not sure if they checked and verified every line, or if they did the auditor thing and checked something like 10% of entries. Sometime later, contest managers used some sort of software to assist them to check logs, and this required transcription of paper logs into a spreadsheet. It was around this time that electronic logs were introduced. I'm not sure which came first, the electronic logs or log checking software. A chicken and egg thing, I suppose. Dedicated logging software started to emerge, and these now range from a simple station log to an all-singing, all-dancing effort that performs many functions besides keeping a log functions, such as call sign lookup, distance calculators, beam headers, rotator control, direction connection to the transceiver to control it, and readback data to include in the log. I look forward to one that will make the coffee and pour the wine. A very important function of modern contesting logging software is the ability to apply contest rules on the fly, which saves the operator lots of time and frustrations. Software can also manage multi-operator, multi-radio contest stations, collating the scores together and displaying the operating bands of the radios in the group, all connected via a network. There are too many more features to list here. I don't want to keep you all day. There's a lot of logging software around. However, two contest loggers that I'm aware of are N1MM, which is a multi-featured and very powerful and used by experienced contesters in international contests. This software is configurable to match the rules of individual contests. For Aussie contests and a handful of international contests, including the coming Portable Operations Challenge, VK Contest Logger is an excellent choice. It's free, Aussie-made, and especially good for the Aussie contests, and for new and experienced users alike. I'm sure many loggers have a similar feature. However, VK Contest Logger has a beaut feature. At the end of the contest, you can tell it to generate the log. You have an opportunity to edit the log, then click the Submit button, and your log is uploaded to the log checking website. The next big Aussie contest coming up is the Remembrance Day contest. In fact, it's next weekend. If you're new to contesting, give it a go. Download VK Contest Logger and set yourself up. Oh, and tell us how you went.
ALARA, the Australian Ladies Amateur Radio Association, Inc., are conducting their 41st contest on the weekend, 28th to 29th of August. All licensed operators throughout the world are invited to participate. The intent of this contest is to encourage women to participate in amateur radio contests and to get to know other women in the hobby. In this contest, women can work everyone and men can only work stations operated by women. This is a combined phone and CW contest run over 24 hours, commencing at 0000 hours UTC Saturday 28th of August and finishes 24 hours later. Contestants can operate on all HF bands except 160 metre and WARC bands, and contacts made on EchoLink will also be accepted. So come on, ladies, if you're already licensed, go for it and have a go. And if you know other ladies with a license, please encourage them to join in. And what's more, this one for the fellas, perhaps you could encourage your significant other to have a go. You will have to provide the license supervision as required by the LCD, but you never know, you might encourage her to take up the hobby. Find out more about the ALARA contest at their website, www.alara.org.au. That's www.alara.org.au.
The Peel Amateur Radio Group runs a series of slow CW events. The third PARG slow CW event is planned for Saturday the 18th of September 2021 from 1100 UTC to 1300 UTC or from 1900 to 2100 Western Standard Time. The competition will be open to all radio amateurs, shortwave listeners and Morse enthusiasts. It's all about having fun while trying your hand at Morse code. The club provides instructions and a spreadsheet log, which are available for download at their website, parg.org.au. That is papa-alpha-romeo-golf.org.au. This activity is aimed at improving your CW skills and gaining experience under low-pressure contest conditions. The website again is parg.org.au.
Here's a contest for the digital mode enthusiasts. The 2021 Worldwide Digi DX contest is on the last weekend of August, the 28th and the 29th. The objective of this contest is for amateurs around the world to contact as many other amateurs in as many Maidenhead grid fields as possible using FT4 and FT8 modes. WWDigi is a collaboration between the Worldwide Radio Operators Foundation, that's WWROF, and the Slovenia Contest Club, SCC. This contest begins 1200 hours UTC, Saturday, August the 28th, and ends 1159 UTC, Sunday, August the 29th. So, for the VK6, that's an 8 p.m. start Saturday evening. The rules include the ability for four or more stations to ask for their logs to be included in a club entry. Scoring is based on grid squares. The rules are too complex to list here, and if you're considering having a go at this contest, go to the website www-digi.com. Don't confuse a www with www. It's whiskey-deltaindiagolfindia.com or just Google Worldwide Digi DX Contest. Have a go and let us know how you went.
One way of keeping count when it comes to knowing how many people are listening to the news is to record callbacks, and we have a faithful team of people here in WA who collect those callbacks straight after the end of the news broadcast, and they send the figures in every week. Now, sometimes you can't participate in those callbacks. You might be listening on podcast or downloaded the MP3 file or goodness knows what. Maybe you're at the back of beyond and you heard it on HF and you're nowhere near the callback takers. You know how it works. Anyway, but we do have a callbacks button on our website, vk6.net, where you can register there that you heard the news and when you heard it. And there's a little spot there for making comments. And I'd like to share a couple of the comments from recent times that have been placed on that website. I'll just read them as they are. As always, informative and interesting. Thanks. As always, thank you, guys. As excellent as ever, guys. Thank you. I like this one. I've got a noisy two-year-old grandson. I thought I'd refrain from an on-air callback. Thanks for the news. Great news. Local, fact-based, and relevant to us on the East Coast. So it's the East Coast listener. Better than Radio Moscow. Fantastic information. Thank you, ladies and gents, for your efforts. It's great to get positive feedback like that. So just keep it coming, guys. It strokes the ego, and that's all we need, isn't it?
On HF, VHF, and UHF, via the BK6 linked repeater network, and online, this is News West from BK6 ARN.
The results of the recent Trans-Tasman Low Bands Challenge were published during the week, so let's look at some quick numbers from this contest. 76 logs were submitted. Perhaps I should have said only 76. However, there were some anomalies of this contest that would exclude or disinterest some people, namely being a low bands contest, i.e. 160, 80 and 40 metres, require long antennas, and many urban residences don't have the space for them. The number of logs submitted doesn't reflect the actual number of participants in a contest. For some unfathomable reason, some people take part, give out numbers, say good luck 73s for a few short hours, but don't put in a log. Back to the numbers. Of the 76 logs, VK2 and VK3 had the highest number of participants at 25 and 20 respectively. VK4 had 6, VK5 had 8, VK6 had 5, VK7 had 7, VK1 had 1, and ZL had 4. So, how did the bands go? 160 metres saw 594 scorable contacts, 40 metres had 592 contacts, and the king of the band was 80 metres with 3,390 scorable contacts. Congratulations to all the winners of all the categories. They all had really good scores. Western Australian stations, all five of us, were in the single operator low power category with 46 entries and got places ranging from 26 onwards. One of the quirks of contesting is the many categories, and sometimes you can win whatever you do. For instance, in the multi-operator single transmitter category, VK4 Hotel Bill and Di won with an excellent score of 2,972. The quirky bit is that theirs was the only station in that category, and they could have made only half a dozen contacts, gone to bed early, and they would have still won. But of course, you don't know this until after the contest. The full results are on the WIA website, wia.org.au. Keep an ear out for this contest next year. It only runs for 6 hours, and it's a lot of fun, albeit hard work at times. 73s.
Next week, News West focuses on the history of amateur radio, bringing you interesting stories from the yesteryear of our hobby. With more than 100 years of amateur radio behind us, there are some fascinating stories to be heard. To achieve this, we perform a sort of archaeological dig through old newspapers and magazines to unearth stories about amateur radio. It's always on the cards that we miss a story, or that might be a story that we haven't found yet. That's where you come in. Do you know of a story that we'd like us to cover? Did your great uncle Reginald build a spark gap transmitter out of barbed wire and a light globe, or something like that? Send the story to us. Send all contributions as email attachments to newswest@vk6.net.
Pretty soon, Hamfest will have been and gone, and the next cab off the rank event-wise in amateur radio in Perth is Perth Tech. Registrations for Perth Tech are now open, and they're made online. Although Perth Tech is a free event, we're charging $20 per person to cover the cost of catering, which is lunch and morning and afternoon teas. Because we're funding Perth Tech from the proceeds of a raffle, some rules that seem to be fairly new came into play, and that is that the funds raised from a raffle may not be directed towards providing food at events. Who would have guessed that? We've always had a pay-for-lunch thing with Perth Tech, however, this time it's not an optional cost, it's a condition of entry. Perth Tech is more than a day of presentations, there's a sundowner afterwards, with food provided, and of course there's a $15 charge for those attending, and the bar will be open for you to purchase drinks. A new feature of Perth Tech for 2021 is the option to bring your caravan or camper and stay on site on Friday and Saturday nights. There's a charge of $12 per night, and this is a pass-on fee that goes to the facility managers. Bookings have already begun to trickle in, so don't forget to reserve your spot at Perth Tech 2021. All options for Perth Tech can be purchased in one transaction online, where you can pay with credit or debit cards or with PayPal using a secure payment gateway. And then there's the raffle, the financial powerhouse behind Perth Tech. It's the raffle proceeds that carry the cost of bringing Perth Tech to you. Raffle sales are open now and will remain open until the 23rd of October, which coincidentally is Perth Tech Day. The raffle and Perth Tech bookings are now on separate online providers. The easiest way for you to get to those sites is to go to vk6.net, which is our website, and the links are right there on the Perth Tech page. So did you get that? vk6.net. And there's everything you've wanted to know about Perth Tech and the raffle, but we're afraid to ask.
This is VK6ARN, and you're listening to News West.
Good morning once again. It's Roy, VK6 X-Ray Victor, with this week's helpline for the 8th of August 2021. I won't be with you for very long this morning, so stay hang around. I've only got one item this morning, and it's looking for a wanted a turbo tuner to suit an ICOM radio. It's a turbo tuner 2 for a automatic screwdriver antenna controller. If you can have, know where you can get one, or I could help Mark if you have one surplus to your requirement, please contact him. That's Mark, VK6 Bravo Sierra Alpha, telephone number 0408 688 903, or email to victorkilo6bravosierraalpha@iinet.net.au. That's for a turbo tuner 2 screwdriver controller for an automatic tuning antenna. Thank you. That's all I have for this week. The email address for me, if you have anything for next week, please contact me. vk6xrayvictor@bigpond.com is the address. And thank you once again for listening. 7-3 for now.
Now, because it's the Remembrance Day contest next weekend, and I'll be busy preparing for setting up my portable station on Friday, I've brought forward the deadline for news items to Thursday lunchtime. So that makes the deadline noon, Thursday the 12th of August. I can't stretch it because I have another commitment on Thursday afternoon and evening, minor things like wedding anniversaries. As usual, you can send your contributions as email attachments to newswest@vk6.net. And thanks to the broadcast gang this week, they're the people who actually put the news broadcast to air and collect the callbacks. And thanks to the production team, and this week it's Roy, VK6XV, Jeff, VK6JEF, Mike, VK6KMS, and thanks to other contributors, Ed, DD5LP, Nigel VK6NI, Judith VK6FJUE, and Andrew VK6AS for doing so much behind the scenes for amateur radio, and for making the coffee and eating all the Tim Tams in the production room. I'm Bob VK6POP, the News West producer. Thanks for listening. Please stick around for callbacks, or pop on over to vk6.net to register your callback there. See you next week. And don't forget to get on air and make some noise, especially during the Remembrance Day contest next weekend.